you about the things that you really value about the dance tradition, and also how you might, you know, what, how you're going to teach these things, and what you're going to try and teach.
Well, what I value is, in Indian dance, as in any dance, everything has set rules. All the moves are symmetrical, and all the moves have alignment. And not only, that's only the technical aspect of the movements.
Mm-hmm.
There's symbolic aspect also, because it traces the history of India. And as we Indian moves in the modern age, that's getting incorporated into the dance also. So it's a way of expression and physical activity, and it's also very technical also. So that's mainly what I can get out of dance.
Your mother's a dancer too?
Yes.
She taught you?
Yes.
Did you have other teachers too?
Well, she started me. I was always interested in dance because my family was always into culture.
Uh-huh.
And so I've always grown up with the Indian
culture.
Do
you have other relatives that are dancers, musicians, or?
Yes, my mother's entire line are musicians.
Uh-huh.
Everyone in the family, my grandfather plays the drum set,
uh-huh.
Traditional drums, and my grandmother sings.
Uh-huh.
So there's always been that cultural. So I've always wanted to dance, and when I was 5, she started teaching me folk dance. Very simple, I mean, 1 minute, 2 minute. And at that time, I just followed the movements, and it was fun, so I never understood exactly what it was. I've learned in India also during summer vacations. I go there.
Uh-huh.
And she teaches me mostly. And hopefully one day I can join the academy there.
They have an academy
in
India?
Uh-huh.
You have to take exams or something like that to get in? What do you mean? Hopefully you can join.
Well, one thing is time, because you're supposed to stay there for an extended amount of time and study.
Uh-huh.
It's almost like a university for dance. So,
uh-huh.
And also it's very strict.
So it's hard even to get in?
Yes.
Yeah.
And to stay in also.
They have tests that you pass to get to be an instructor or
right.
Anything
you
like
have
that?
To study for so many years to become an instructor.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I'm familiar with some of that and some other.
Right. I think ballet has a similar.
But even the Scottish folk dancing.
Scottish, oh, okay.
They do that. I know people that live here,
uh-huh.
And they've gone back to Scotland to take exams.
Right.
And studied and failed and gone back. So you started when you said you were 5 years
five,
old.
Yeah.
Were you here in the United States?
Yes,
at that
time? I've grown up most all my life here.
But you've also gone back to study from masters or what sort of?
Yes, there are many dance teachers in India. They've trained for, most of the time it's about 15, 20 years before they teach in India.
Wow.
And so they're very, very good.
Yeah.
And there's been times when I've been frustrated because I couldn't grasp exactly, well, why do I have to do the move in that manner?
Mm-hmm.
And what does it all mean? But now I think I understand. I feel like I can really appreciate what dance is. Mm-hmm.
And how about you two? How long have you been dancing already?
Well, maybe how much? Probably 2 years, 3 years, approximately. It's off and on thing.
How long have you lived in the States?
Approximately.
I was born here.
Uh huh.
I was about 2, so probably 13. Uh-huh. Almost 15, 14 years.
How do you feel about learning this stuff? You know, how important is it to you? How about your family's involvement in this sort of thing?
Oh, in my family, all my cousins, the girl cousins of mine, they're all dancers, almost all of them. And I, you know, my growing up here and not having as much of the cultural experience as my family in India, I feel like this is a way that I can learn
uh-huh.
history of my country and be able to hopefully later on teach, you know, the other people of our generation, culture of India, too.
Uh-huh.
I value that, too.
Yeah, yeah. I don't know much about this.
Okay.
So this is going to be good for me. I'm going to learn a lot, which
right.
is always exciting. I know a little bit about folk dancing in general,
uh-huh.
American and Irish and Scottish and that stuff. Is the Indian dance pretty strong in this country? Is it being, is it pretty healthy, you know, is it, or is it in trouble, or?
There are many dancers in America,
mm-hmm.
but I feel like now in India and America, the purity of the dance is being lost, and it's more, not so much as a means of expression or as an art. A lot of times it's just being used as entertainment.
As an attraction.
Right, right. I mean, the glamour and the color and the, mm-hmm. you know, and that has to do a lot with the movie industry.
Mm-hmm.
So that's one of my goals also, is to preserve that purity, because it's thousands of years of art, and I don't think that it should just be used for that.
How do you make sure of that?
Well, a lot of times I think people are more concerned with, well, are the steps fast, and will the costume be colorful? Mm-hmm. And a lot of times they lose the symbolic meaning, because in Indian dance, each hand gesture has a certain meaning.
Mm-hmm.
Each word can have different meanings also. I think a lot of times that gets lost.
Is it written down anywhere, or is there any organization that kind of helps to keep the stuff?
To preserve.
Yeah. To make sure that you're not passing on something that's already been messed up, or, you know.
Well, a lot of times, what happened is thousands of years ago, their origins were by a sage called Bharata, and that's where you get the name Bharatanatyam, because Natyam means dance. That's where all the symbolic meaning came in. So that's why there's so many different strict outlines for how long you have to study before you can teach. And you should learn from an instructor who's been certified in that dance.
Okay, so if you can kind of trace your dancing back to a certified instructor.
Right, right, exactly. It's not...
Who is it that certifies?
Well,
what's the name of the board or whatever it is?
It's not all that official. It's a lot of word of mouth. The tradition's been passed on. Mm-hmm. And it's undergone a lot of changes. Now there are even dancers who don't portray the epics in their dance. A lot of times they try to use social issues.
Mm-hmm.
They use the different social issues in their dance. So it's been changed, but it's still enduring throughout the years.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's what really tests an art, is it's how much it can endure.
Yeah, well, it's gotta change.
Yes.
It can't be dead.
Right,
you know,
right.
It has to be dynamic.
It's very dynamic.
But that's always, is there some level of dispute about what's traditional and what's...
Yes, there's
well, see,
a high...
that's good.
There's a high level. I mean, it's very, very controversial. And even with the traditional, you have a certain form. There's a debate of what emotions you can portray
mm-hmm.
to the audience.
If you were to talk about if you were to classify Indian dancers and dance teachers as to being very traditional
uh-huh.
on out to being very liberal and new
uh-huh.
Where would you fall?
I think I fall somewhere in the middle
uh-huh.
because I have a healthy mix, because I try to preserve what I've learned. But still, being here, we're at a disadvantage, because if we were in India, we would constantly be exposed to that
mm-hmm.
culture. So we have our own interpretation, so it's a personal interpretation, as well as preserving its sanctity.
Right. Can you tell me a little bit specifically about the dances you're going to work on? I mean, you might need to spell a lot of this
okay.
stuff for me as we talk.
Okay. Well, one piece we've been working about, I can spell it for you, it's called Thaya Yashoda, T-H-A-Y-E, space Y-A-S-H-O-D-A.
T or D?
D. That dance, it's very much folk dance, and it depicts the story of what we have in the Hindu religion, is you have God perceived in different forms.
Mm-hmm.
So in this form, God comes as a small boy.
Mm-hmm.
And what it is the village, the women in the village are complaining to his mother about how mischievous he is. Mm-hmm. And the dance portrays a different mischief and tricks he plays. Mm-hmm. But in the end, it has, they realize that he is a form of God.
Uh-huh.
So what it is all these stories were written to give the philosophy to the common people so they could understand.
Right.
And so the main idea of the dance, although you can't see it right away, but is that God belongs to everyone. Because what happens is the villagers in the dance are jealous that he's paying more attention to other uh-huh. people. So it just shows that God's everywhere and everyone's friend. So, see, that's another reason why I love dance so much, because you can take it for the story form.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how I've taken it when I was young, and that's how most people will take it. Mm-hmm. But it also has symbolic meaning.
Right, so the stories have more than one level.
Right, exactly.
Great. What, any more that you have in mind?
We'll probably work on one that's more in the technical aspects, with more steps, rather than the...
Can you name one?
Okay, we might work on a line.
Yeah, just a couple of
okay.
examples.
A-L-L-A-R-I-P-U. Or we might start an invocation piece. Because you have two different types of pieces. You have one that's mostly technical, that has the different steps with the symmetry. And even those steps are precisely what you do the right side. You have to do the left side. And they follow set beats. And then you have the dance that's mostly gestures and gives emotions and stories. And then some dances are mixes of both.
Uh-huh.
So we'll probably, I'll probably show them one with pure steps and one with emotions and then a mixture. So they can get a full idea of what dance is.
How about live music? Do you get a chance to dance to live music, or is that a real problem?
That's a luxury in this country. But I'm lucky because my mother studied music for many, many years, and she's classical music also. So they've had concert, and we've all been to music concerts here. And we've heard that, but most of the time we have to use recorded music.
Uh-huh.
Whereas in India, if you gave a performance, you wouldn't use recorded music, you'd have the live musicians.
Yeah.
That gives more, it's a different feeling.
That's great.
Yes, it's much more vibrant.
Yeah.
We haven't danced in live music. Well, I have because of my mother, but we haven't had a chance very much to use live music.
Well, I hope you get it.
Yes.
You get that chance.
That adds a different dimension.
Yeah, I'm sure, you know, just from what I've seen with other types of dancing, you'll have to adjust.
Oh, yes.
But it's much better once
uh-huh.
you do.
Right.
Yeah, much better. How strong, what is the group that meets here?
On Sunday?
Yeah.
Well, that's mainly a cultural group. They don't discuss dance and music, although that's part of
it. Is there a name for the group?
Yes, we call it Gurukulam. And that just means... A place of learning. Okay, Gurukulam. Mm-hmm. That just means a place of learning. And what we try to do there is many of the adults tell us about the different stories. And we've all heard stories, you could call them mythology, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
And when we were younger, we just took them for how entertaining they were. Now we're learning that they're trying to portray different philosophies.
Mm-hmm.
The characters symbolize different things, mm-hmm. different characteristics of people.
These stories are always in the Indian language, are they? Or are they sometimes
no,
in English?
No, they're translated for our benefit. Because in India you have so many different languages.
Uh-huh.
And here we have children from all different languages who meet. So we just use English. And also, when growing up here, you learn your Indian language, but your mother tongue is English. That's where you can understand the uh-huh. most.
So you all speak an Indian language?
Yes.
Uh-huh. Great. Are there any outstanding storytellers? You know, we're interested in storytellers, too.
Oh, really?
you know, yeah, if you can't think of anyone now, it's okay, but it's something to think about.
Uh-huh.
For instance, we have a Jamaican storyteller.
Storytelling, uh-huh.
That's an apprenticeship this year. We've had a Haitian storyteller also.
I've seen that at the Folk Festival.
And we have a special area for storytellers at the Folk Festival. So we have the opportunities and apprenticeships and opportunities at the festival.
Mm-hmm.
So, I can't recall anyone talking about ever having a Indian storyteller.
Oh, I see.
It might be nice.
Okay, I can get
Indian
storytelling.
Yeah.
Now we've...
Just for general information, too, we're also interested in what we call material culture, crafts.
Oh, okay.
One thing that happens with the apprenticeships is that they help us establish contacts within a particular community, ethnic group, or sometimes it's an occupational group like cowboys, you know, Florida cowboys, ranchers, fishermen,
mm-hmm.
so forth. So please
okay,
get
sure.
in touch with me. You know, be aware of these things. We're interested. That's what we're
okay.
here for.
Yeah.
So what do you expect these two gals to be doing when you're done, say by August?
Uh-huh.
And what do you have in mind for the festival, for your presentation?
Well, they'll probably do the dances they're going to learn and they have learned.
Uh-huh.
And
how many do you think you'll have by festival time?
We're aiming for 3.
Okay.
Because we don't want, a lot of times that's another thing that happens is people who study dance are more interested in the number rather than the quality.
We like quality.
Right. And in order for them to master all the intricacies, it's going to take a while.
Yeah, sure.
And they have to get the expression, because it's a combination of expression also. Because not only should you feel the emotion, you have to be able to portray that to the
right.
audience.
So the others understand.
Right, especially with the audience that's not familiar
yeah.
with the language or the culture. Mm-hmm. It's a whole different job.
Yeah. And how about by the end of the apprenticeship, which is still a couple months after?
Uh-huh. We'll continue on, and they'll probably progress by that time to harder pieces. Mm-hmm. And along with the learning the dance, the actual dance, and I've already told them a lot about the theories, such as, you know, why does this movement go in that particular way?
Mm-hmm.
Or what does this dance mean? And how can you use one hand motion to show different feelings? So as we progress, we'll be learning the different meanings also.
Before I forget, maybe this may be in your application. Have you received any kind of a formal recognition or anything for your dancing, you know, prizes or awards or?
Well, I've done a lot at the Folk Festival before, uh-huh. and also in local Tampa Bay programs, I've entered competitions. We had an India Festival 2 years ago in which I entered a classical dance competition
uh-huh.
in first place. Also, there's not much way into get formal recognition in this country,
uh-huh.
just because it's not as exposed.
Uh-huh.
But we give programs as much as possible because a lot of people of our generation tend to look down on the Indian culture because they don't know about it.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what we're trying to change. Because we hear it more than our parents, I think, realize that the first generation Americans who have Indian parents are in a totally different world. I mean, and we feel like in a few generations it'll all be lost, and we don't want that to happen.
If you don't make an effort, it would be.
Yeah, because it's so easy to be all that heritage.
Or so diluted or whatever that you wouldn't recognize.
Right, exactly. And so this is a way we can give some of that culture, is through programs or presentations,
yeah, great.
Discussions.
Great. Yeah, I think it helps different ethnic groups understand one another too. Appreciate.
Yes, that's important.
One another.